Thanks for listening to episode 8 of Your Body Advocate. Today we're going to talk about how to protect yourself energetically. Let's take a deep breath to relax. Ready? All right, here we go.
You're listening to Your Body Advocate, telling your body's side of the story. The podcast dedicated to supporting and improving your body-mind connection so you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life, dissolving one body tension at a time. Discover the healing properties of your own body language, and together let's explore ways to support and improve essential self-talk. Now, here's your host, Master of Encouragement and Body-Mind Life Coach, Ruth Cummings.
Hello, hello. Today we're going to talk about how to protect yourself energetically. Now, if you're one of my massage clients, we have probably talked about this, especially if you are in one of the professions where you're around people all the time. I'm around people all the time, but there's so many careers that do this, teachers, nurses, doctors. If you're around people all the time, then this is something that can probably help you. There are literally millions of ways to do this. It's really a visualization, that's how I do it, and a prayer or a mantra that I say, and I'm so used to saying it now that I can literally say it within a millisecond if I'm feeling threatened. So if I'm in a massage and the person may not even want to be attacking me, but if I can tell they're mad at their spouse or someone at work or someone they were driving next to, and their energy, that anger is coming at me, then I can protect myself energetically and not walk away from that massage with a headache or neck pain or whatever that person was feeling in their body can transfer to my body. And after a while of this happening and not really believing that it was transferring from one to the other, I finally learned to do this on my own. And I want to give you some ideas of how to do this for yourself today. The first thing you want to do is to create a prayer or a mantra. This prayer mantra will be something that you will memorize. And I have them in certain levels. For one level is really quick, then I can add a little bit more, then I can add a little bit more. What do I mean by that? So the first one I say is, God, protect me. That's it. The next part of that is, God, protect me and only allow positive healing energy in. That's the next part. And the third part is, and only allow loving and healing energy out. So those three parts. So if I say it over and over so that I memorize it and I can memorize the prayer in a visualization sense, like you can see it quicker than you can say it. So here's my prayer. Dear God, please protect me and only allow positive and loving energy through my protective layer and allow only positive and healing energy out of my protective layer. Transmute everything else into pure light. You are very welcome to use this prayer on your own if you'd like, or come up with your own. Just wanted to give you an example of what I do. And then you just memorize it. And you can change it as you go. You know, there's no wrong answer or right answer. It's whatever's right for you is perfect. If you're in a situation where you need something really quick, just do your first one. God, protect me. That's all you need. And then you can add the rest of this later. Just try these things. It's kind of fun to see how your world will respond to you. So step number two is to start visualizing this protective layer around you. For me, what I do is I visualize a bubble around me, but it's not like a bubble that's really hard. It's like iridescent oil. And I see it about, I don't know, a foot to 3 feet away from me. It's like goldish copper color, iridescent, and it has a shimmer, and it's completely around me. You know, it covers me head to toe, you know, all around, like I'm in this bubble. And then you can have different layers, and we'll talk about this in another more podcasts, because I have my layer around me, right? Then you can have a different layer, and you can have like your family, your pets, your house. Now another layer for your neighborhood, another layer for your church or your school, another layer for your city, another layer for your state, another layer for your country, another layer for your continent, etc., right? It can get bigger and bigger. You can go the world, the universe, you know, whatever. I've heard people talk about doing galaxies, and it's just kind of fun how you can continue that those layers. But today we're just going to talk about your single layer and how to get that really, really strong and understand it. So visualize that everything transmutes into pure light if it's not going to serve you or if it's not going to come from you and serve other people. For sure, I can sit there and give a massage and be angry at my spouse or my kids, and then that energy is like, meh, meh, going into my client and not serving them. So I'm hoping that this can also help that from happening, at least get my mind on it. If I say those words, that prayer, it can give me the attention that I'm being ridiculous and not concentrating on the task at hand and helping the person I'm trying to support at that moment. So once you visualize over and over, you'll get much better at it, and you'll be able to protect yourself within milliseconds. And that's really cool. And you can change it. Make it a huge armor. If you're with somebody who's really abusive, make it a huge armor, not just a iridescent, you know, film. You could have it be as thick as you need it and walk around with this bubble around you. It could be ironclad. It could be a wooden box. It could be all types of things. It could be, you know, like a what's it called? A Teflar type of, you know, metal or bulletproof glass, all kinds of things. So visualize that around you and very, very protective. So the last part is to practice feeling calm within your protection. And that means, in my opinion, trusting God, trusting the universe, trusting whatever you believe in, that you're okay. And that one takes, you know, the most, I think, practice. So, but if you keep practicing this, I swear it works. I've been doing this a long time, and I have had some pretty testy people in my office, but also it works when I'm coaching, when I'm out in situations where people aren't that kind around me. This is a great way to protect yourself. Give it a try. Thanks for joining this really short and sweet podcast on how to protect yourself energetically. I sure hope it helped. We'll do more of this on how to do your house, your workplace, and other people on another podcast. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Your Body Advocate with Ruth Cummings. We're so glad you've joined us today and truly believe you can live a pain-free, passion-filled life. To connect with Ruth, work with Ruth, or to grab your free ebook, go to ruthcummings.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Until next time, friends, be open, include the unincluded, think outside the box, and spread love and kindness one smile at a time.